So the epistle for the third Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires which war against the soul, having your conversation good among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by the good works which they shall behold in you, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject therefore to every human creature for God's sake, whether it be to the king as excelling or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of the good. For so is the will of God, that by doing well you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not as making liberty as cloak for malice, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also in the froward. For this is thanksworthy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said one to another, "What is this that he saith to us? A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father." They said, therefore, "What is this that he saith a little while? We know not what he speaketh." And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him, and he said to them, "Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But when she had brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. So also you now indeed have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you." Please be seated. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Peter reminds us in his epistle that we are on a journey. This world is not our destination, therefore we're meant for heaven. And so also in the collect of the Mass, it says, God returns us to the path of justice when we go astray. Again, illustrating to us the idea and the sense that we are on a journey. A path that we are on, that God tries to keep us on the right way, the right path for us. There's also the reminder that our Lord will leave us, as he says, in a little while, that he will ascend to his Father in heaven and not be with us, but obviously he will send the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, to be with us. So as our Lord ascends into heaven, again, it helps us to give us the understanding, the idea of where we're meant to be. With the ascension, you may remember that it talks about in the collect of that Mass, of that reminder of keeping our eyes heavenwardly, that heaven is our true home, and therefore we must try to follow our Savior for that. But then also in the Gospel itself, our Lord reminds us of this life of having the crosses and trials, the struggles that we have. He says, "You shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice." And so it's a good reminder to us, yes, of the difficulties, the struggles. As strangers, we're not meant for this life. This valley of tears that we have will have our difficulties and our struggles. But that God willing, through facing these things, through accepting these things, it will help us to get to heaven. That enduring these crosses, these trials, that we can also think about the Beatitudes. And obviously we know what the Beatitudes, these are our means of happiness that God gives to us, the 8 Beatitudes. Of times that we will have to suffer for justice's sake. That we will suffer these things as a means to help us to get to heaven. And again, that's where our real happiness lies. I mean, if you look at what the church and the liturgy gives to us these past few Sundays, The past few weeks directs our eyes, obvious, to the resurrection of our Lord. And granted, that goes without saying that, yes, we have the resurrection of our Lord. And then the first week after that, we have the apparitions of our Lord, where he would appear and strengthen and try to encourage those that were still here on this earth. Well, the encouragement meant for them to try to help them. Then on Low Sunday, we have the example of doubting Thomas, St. Thomas. That again, our Lord comes to him and shows him what he had suffered for them as a means to try to strengthen all of the apostles for the task and the journey that they would go out for. What was expected out of them. Then obviously last Sunday was Good Shepherd Sunday. The Good Shepherd coming to bring together his whole flock. Leading by example, for one. Of ensuring and trying to bring them together. And so therefore we see how the church has tried to lead us with the idea of the resurrection of our Lord, keeping our mind on heaven. But then you see in this Sunday that kind of divides our attention. Kind of the mystery of the redemption of our mankind in its final phase. And talking about the ascension of our Lord, that he would ascend into heaven. But again, directing our minds toward that. Because you see with our Lord, he tells them, in a little while and you shall not see me, because I go to the Father. And so again, it's a reminder to us. Our Lord will leave, but he will leave the Paraclete for us, to strengthen us, to help us, to inspire us. But again, it gives us the idea of the redemption of mankind, the goal that we have, and what we're working toward in this life, fighting through the crosses, through the trials, the difficulties that we have, this valley of tears, of helping us to see that we are not meant for this life. It is a stepping stone toward the next. And so, yes, we will have our struggles and our difficulties. But hopefully it gives us the understanding that, yes, this is not our life. This is not where we're meant to be. This is not the end that we have. And that is through the accepting of these crosses and trials that will lead us to our life everlasting, of following the example of our Lord as he ascends into heaven. That will also help us with that. So as I say, the church and the liturgy gives us this understanding. Leads our mind, directs our minds towards the things of heaven. Helping us to see what is our end, what is our purpose in life. And then also truly what is the reason why we have the struggles and the difficulties in this life. Of why God permits these things for us. And so let us take this time, this time period after Easter, this joyful time period, to ponder and to consider these things. To try to see things coming from the hand of God. Of when God permits all of these things, of why? Well, because it's not where our real happiness lies. The whole purpose of why we are here in this life is to get to heaven. And that's why our Lord tells his apostles, in a little while you will not see me, because I go to the Father. But again, coming back to that idea, and when we think about the ascension coming up, where he says to them, I will not leave you orphan, though. I will give you the graces and the help that you need to bring you also toward heaven. But it's up to us whether we accept that or not. It's up to us whether we live that life or not. And so even though others will have their joy and rejoice in this life, and sometimes we will have our sorrow, our Lord tries to help us and leave us with the idea and the understanding that that is a fleeting one, that is one that is not long-lasting. So yes, they may rejoice in this life, fine, but we are looking for something that is imperishable, an imperishable crown. And so that's what we are striving for in this life. And so let us pray for these graces from the Good Shepherd, that he keeps us on the right path. Also, we see the kind of that reference of Almighty God keeping us when we go astray, trying to direct us back to the right path. Let us pray that we always stay on the right path, that we can inch our way toward heaven as we continue on in this valley of tears. And we'll leave you with the words that our Lord gives to us as an encouragement. Your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.